Ay, ay, yo, ay, ay, yo.
Welcome to Medicine Trails, A Life in Many Worlds, a lively account of Mavis McCovey, a Kurdic medicine woman. Our excerpts are read by her niece, Florine McCovey. This episode is titled The Fetawinans Woman.
The Fetawinans Woman. The Fetawinans women go as high as the medicine men go on the trails. The difference is that we do this in an altered state, not in a physical state, and we can't see that we are there. I don't remember seeing the Fetawinan Trail. The other places I've been, I remember seeing, but not the Fetawinan Trail. I see the bottom part, but I never see the top, even though I've been all over it, so they tell me. But that is where they recognize me from, because that is where they are when they need my help as a spiritual medicine person. I think it is funny that they expect me to recognize them too, but since they know who I am, since they have seen me high on the trail, they are certain that I saw them and know them from there too. They don't understand that they saw me on the trail because they called me to be there. The Fetawinan are having a religious experience, and I show up, so they think I am a part of it too, and that I am present there physically the way that they are there. The only part I play is to make sure they stay on the trail. I think that that ability was a gift, because I was trained to be the Fetawinan's woman, and evidently that's what she does. She keeps them on the trail. That's her job, in an altered state of being. Sounds far-fetched to me. You can see why I would think I was insane. I was trained just to accept it. It's like one time when I was talking to my cousin, and I said, "Well, I see things this way," and I was taught to see things this way, and I believe in this religion and these medicine people. And I believe they can do things, and they can heal people. I'm not here to convince you that this is the way, the truth, and the light. It's just my way, how I've been trained, and how I see it. That's what really makes me think I'm a paranoid schizophrenic, because it sounds like something that happens with schizophrenics. One of the things that happens is what we call stopping time. For example, once our car was going out of control, I just shut my eyes and thought, "Oh no, this can't happen. I don't want this car to roll." And the car didn't roll. Then we were out of danger. And I'm looking at cars which we have already passed milliseconds before, but they're finally now just coming around the turn. There is a time lag there. Something's wrong. Either you speed it up or they slowed down. There's a gap in time. I don't know if these powers speeded up my time or if they slow down the other person's time. Daryl used to ask me, "What did you just do?" I said, "I don't know, I just shut my eyes," because there is no explanation, but it happened. I felt that anyone who had been trained could do this. But my friend Millie Donahue, who had also been trained, swore that she couldn't. Someone was making a big fuss about my stopping time, and I told Millie anyone can do something like that. I was being facetious. She looked at me for a second and said, "Really, seriously, I can't do that. Not just anyone can do that. I'm a medicine woman, and I can't do that. What happens is, I don't want something to happen. Logically, something is going to happen. A physical act is going on, and I don't want it to follow through like it should. So I just close my eyes and think, God, don't let this happen. In that space of time that the episode should have taken place, it's like either I speed up to the speed of light, or the other people involved are slowed down. But what was going to occur did not happen. The time becomes warped. Sometimes it's as small as something is dropping to the floor, and I don't want it to hit. And someone will come from across the room, like Daryl is really quick. He'll be standing right there, and a little kid is going to fall off the chair. Daryl will cross the room and catch them before they hit the floor. So his actions are speeded up, or the child's are slowed down. I don't know which way it is. But little things like that happen, as well as big things like accidents and cars being avoided. That's what we call stopping time. And many of the medicine people who have these powers can do that. It isn't just me. Different ones have this power. It is the same thing as shape changing. Trained medicine people can do this. Shape changing is like sleight of hand. The medicine person changes, but other people can't see what you become, so I guess if you had somebody watching you, you could throw up an image of a bird or anything, but your body has actually changed. The molecules change. It makes you very, very tired. Maybe other people are stronger and have more powers or can do it better, but it makes me tired. When I think of it logically and realistically from the point of view of this world, sounds like the wild imaginings of a crazy person. That's my take on it. But things happen that don't seem logical or realistic from the perspective of this world. Things like stopping time and having visions have been going on for centuries, not just in this country, but in other places too. So these things aren't looked upon as being as unrealistic as they were when I was a child, because now they have them on TV, and you can see them doing it. There are a lot of variables in this world. In the training, the medicine women were always asking me what I saw and what I dreamt, and they just accepted it as truth. They took it very seriously and worked on it because I was so young. When your spirit is young, you don't understand part of what you're saying. Sometimes I wouldn't even know what I was talking about. They would work with what I had told them about my dreams by praying to change it if something bad was foretold in a dream. If they pray on it, sometimes they can stop whatever's going to happen from happening. They also call this changing the face of it, like I did with Long Gone and Dennis and the other fellow being shot. It happened, but it didn't happen in the way it was being foretold. The prayers change the face of it. It has been like this since I was a child, when I would tell the medicine women things I had seen, and they could make medicine and stop or change what would have happened, depending on how much power they had. I don't really remember the things I told them, but they were always picking my brain. They had power in them so that they could see things. Sometimes some of the medicine people will talk to you or contact you in other ways. I think it's telepathy. I don't have that power. That's not one of my gifts. To do that takes somebody with more power than I ever had. Some of the Indian doctors can do that. You need to keep your mind closed when you're around them because they can walk right in and read it like opening a door. It makes you keep a little lock on what you're thinking unless you want them to know what you're thinking. This is a gift, and it is also astuteness in judging human behavior. Daryl has that astuteness. He just knows people, knows what they're up to. When I first married him, he and his brother, Big Boy, who was 2 years younger than him, would say, "So-and-so's doing this," or "so-and-so is going to do that," or "so-and-so is going to do this," I would say, they're not going to do that. They wouldn't do that. No. I wouldn't believe them. It was usually some base thing that people do, like hoodwinking somebody or maneuvering around and jipping them out of something. Something like that. Something that wasn't quite ethical of finagling. They could pick up on it. And I used to just argue with them when I was young and naive. I'm still naive, but I'm not young anymore. And I'm not as naive as I would have been if it wasn't for Daryl teaching me all the time. I would argue with them about it. And lo and behold, it would come true. It would happen. Somebody would jip somebody out of a car, wheeling and dealing, or talk them out of something. Or they would get something taken away from them and get little in return. Of course, no one had anything of great value. I believe that when I went up the trail, the Creator gave me the power to be the medicine woman for the ceremonies, and that all these things do happen. These powers talk a language that I don't understand when I'm out picking up the medicine, but then when I go into a trance-like state, the powers interpret this language for me, because they know I can't understand what it said before. So it has to tell me again, because I can't interpret that language myself. I go into an altered state of mind, and I think that's what the starvation and purification process is about. Your state of mind is altered because you are starving. For about 10 days, when you are preparing to give a ceremony and make medicine, you only eat a cup of acorns mixed into around a pint of water a day. This is what we call acorn water. The men do the same thing. I think we fast in this way to alter our state of mind so we can understand what the powers are telling us to do. As I grow older, I see these things as being dimensional. There are things going on in this world. This is our reality. And then there are other realities where things are going on at the same time. Seems to me that the other reality has a much slower pace. You're there for 15 minutes, but you're gone from here for 3 hours.
Listen to Medicine Trails. Our next excerpt is called A Psychological Medicine Woman. Medicine Trails, A Life in Many Worlds. The Stories of Mavis McCovey was produced by KIDE-FM for National Native American Heritage Month with the permission of Mavis McCovey, John Sotler, and Heyday Books, Berkeley, California. Our music melody by Dr. Kashan Laura Cooper. Hey-ya, 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 hey-ya.